You take the good with the bad. That might just be the mantra of the BSU men's hockey team this season. Friday night's been pretty good. Saturday night's not so much. Last Friday night, frigid shores of Lake Bemidji, Beavers get a crucial game winner in overtime by Bemidji native Dylan Eichstead. For the Beavers' struggles on Saturdays, Saturday's game against Tech last weekend could have gone one of two ways. One, the way that it's gone too often this year, where the Beavers are unable to finish off a sweep. Or, two, Bemidji State uses that extra energy that they got, thanks to you, cheering loudly in the crowd last Friday night, to go out and put together a back-to-back finish. Thankfully, the Beavers chose option two.
Happy for our guys. It was a big weekend for us, and obviously a big win outside last night. And I thought we piggybacked it tonight. Played really a good 60 minutes. I thought we might have been a little slow the first 10 minutes of the game, but I thought about the 10 minute mark on, we really played a well rounded game.
Offensively, the Beavers made some plays last Saturday night.
Audrey with a drive from the point. Beavers on a tail. Power play, centering pass. Jake Dickman, he scores. Second goal of the weekend for Jake Dickman. Power play goal, Beavers up 1-0.
A nifty pass, an easy deflection for Dickman, right place. He's right in the front of the net all the time. And
beginning to win. Beginning to win. Start to finish. Beginning to win.
Defensively, they were pretty darn good, too. Beaver goalie Zach Driscoll, his second shutout in 8 days.
I thought we defended well. I told our defenseman after the game, I made a comment coming into the coach's office between the second and third. I go, boy, are we defended hard. I mean, they're not getting a lot. And, I just really liked how our defensive core played, and I thought they were just, they were cut above tonight.
Could this be the new trend? The Beavers from start to finish or beginning to end of a weekend series playing great? We'll find out this weekend against a very tough Lake Superior State team. The Lakers can score goals. The Beavers have a very long history against Lake Superior State. In fact, R.H. Bob Peters' first game ever coached as a Beaver head coach was here in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Beavers and Lakers. Our pregame show continues next here on the Beaver Radio Network.